You see, we learned to dinner bari shema bari yadis. And as I mentioned yesterday, we passed in la bari yadis. Yet, there are a few nafkaminas la halacha. First of all, lasis yidei shemayim. I mentioned yesterday that when you have bari v'shema, the shema should pay lasis yidei shemayim. And secondly, bari, we pass in bari v'shema la bari yadis, but the shema has to swear. The tzolchi of shvua on the shema. But otherwise, we pass in bari v'shema la bari yadis. Are they going to put in taisis manali biyadcha? Short taisis. One of the Yachav Avar Aymer, Eini Yadei, a Pirish. Eini Yadei, and he'll be son in the island. What does Eini Yadei mean? Bari v'shema. The Bari says, I owe me money. The Shema says, I don't know. I don't know what. Eini Yadei, and he'll be son. I don't know if I ever owed you money. Avo, he'll be son. Eini Yadei, and Praticha, and I'm the head of the Basra of the Chai. Well, we have your Chiddush. Now, Bari v'shema is chayiv in one case, played everybody. What's the case? We pass in Bari v'shema la Bari yadis. Bari is not enough of a proof. However, if you have a situation where I did vadai a chayiv money, certainly money was left. So there was a chayiv. Now he says, Eini Yadei Praticha. And the other one says, I know you didn't pay me back. The malva says, I know you never paid. And the Leiter says, I don't know. So Taisis, then we pass in Bari Yadis. That the Bari could be Maisi Mamin from the Leiter. Why? What's the Hezder? Was it any different to any of the Ampraticha? No. So therefore, what? The Shema Galua. But that's every case of Bari Vishema. Right? Which Taisa said that all the machlokes of Bari Vishema Bari Yadav is by a Bari Taisa and a Shema Galua. It's by a machlokes, by a normal case, right? The Bari Taisa and Shema Galua. You hear the same type of thing. So. No, it's not a mighty mix, that's because it's not mighty yells in anything. It says an ale, you nothing. My dad once owed you money. I once borrowed from you, and I don't know if I paid. So why is that any different than I don't know if I borrowed? Nothing is if I borrow and I don't know if I paid. And what's the difference what's the difference if I say I don't know if I borrowed, or I say I borrowed, I don't know if I paid? Not sure. So Eini Yadei and Praticha is the same thing. Eini Yadei and Praticha is the same thing. I don't know. I'm questioning whether I have a right to the money. Maybe I borrow. Maybe I didn't. What's the difference if I say I don't know if I borrowed, I don't know if I paid? What's the difference? I don't know if I'm chayiv on that. It's just a chance. Maybe I pay, maybe I didn't pay. Maybe I borrowed, maybe I didn't. Maybe you don't even have to see
much to say you don't know if you borrowed, maybe you don't have to pay. Maybe you
didn't pay. Look, the odds are the same, whether I'm not sure if I paid or not. The way the Taz phrases this, the reason in the Praticha is because there's a chesed of chiyuv. There's a chazaka of chiyuv. There's an assumption of chiyuv. Because we know there was a loan. Once there's a chesed of chiyuv, so now the bari with the chazaka, that's good. The bari and the chazaka works. So the bari works with the chesed of chiyuv, and therefore it could be mighty mom. That's how the Taz explains this. But the truth is that the lashon of the Rif in Bava Kama there, where Bari v'shema is brought down, the Rif lashon is slightly different. The Rish says, because ein sofik moitzi midei vada. The Kabbalah shas, ein sofik moitzi midei vada. It's a vada chiyum, it's a sofik paying. Ein sofik, sofik paying is not moitzi midei vada. I can't take it away from the vada. It's chayim. So there are two similar explanations. The way the Rish phrases it, is because ein sofik moitzi midei vada, and because the Taz phrases it, it's a bari and a chazaka together. It has to see us, so therefore the bari let me tell you a shayla that we had here. Somebody, one of the women that worked in the yeshiva had this shayla, I think, 2 years ago. The following shayla. I don't remember the exact details of the case, but something like Reuven lent Shimon money. This guy lent Leah money. Reuven lent Shimon money. And there was a Vaday loan, nobody denied. And Shimon came a month later, and he paid him whatever it was. He paid him, what they borrowed $500. He came back and gave him $500 cash to pay. Right? Nobody denied. A day later, Reuven, the Malva, comes, and he says, you know, you gave me those bills yesterday. One of them was counterfeit. He went to the bank to deposit. And one of those bills was a counterfeit bill. So Reuven is timing. So one of the bills is counterfeit. You still owe me whatever it was. You owe me $20 or $100, whatever the bill was. You owe me that much. Shimon is saying, I shouldn't say. The thing is there. I don't know. You know, I got this money. I assumed it was good money and I gave it to you. I don't know about it. It's a bari and a shemer, right? It's a deus, if I'm sure. Huh? Well, even if he had the bill, I don't think Shem is interested in getting it. He'd rather...
Right.
Huh? They can't prove the same bill. So the question is, it's a bari. The one who says you still owe me $100, he was only a $20 bill. So the one who's giving back the bill is a bari. He says, I know that this is a forged bill. You still owe me money. The nitzvah is saying, shema, maybe you're right, maybe you're not right. What's it in? What makes this case especially interesting? Well, why do you say it's in such a case? What? What's this called? Any idea? Miskayafti or any idea in Parati? Is it any idea in Parati?
No. I pay that, and I'll have to another $20. Maybe that's
where
they. I don't know if I.
This shot, I don't know if I paid. You say it's 7 months he paid, right? 7 months he paid.
Okay.
You're saying that he knows he paid.
Not sure if he paid again.
He knows he paid, but he's not shy or sure if the person has a new tina, a new tefillah. Huh? He walked out with him and he gave him $500. Could have been paid. Huh? You're saying he paid him, and the question is there a new sphere? Yeah.
What?
Saying he never paid. But if he paid, he walked over and he gave him. Looked like he paid. What? So what's that called? Any day, huh? If I paid, or any day if I haven't tried it? Huh? You see, it's not in the reason. You just see it, he didn't pay. How does he know? He knows he went through the emotions of pain. He doesn't know if it was a good payment or not.
If you know about that, then what would be the problem? You don't say it like you never paid it back. So all the money down the hospital is the original loan.
saying that Sarai, I don't know if I pay, because if we would know for sure, it would be considered that the original loan is still in force. You're saying it's only a day on Parati. Any day on Parati. What do you say? Anybody else want to they're arguing with you. The thing's called any day on Parati. Huh? Well, what he's saying is, if we know for sure he gave him a forged dollar, that means the original loan is in force. And if the original loan had, let's say, Shibudin, then the cock would be in sugar stuff. But the Raya is any day on Parati. Even though what he's really saying is, I think I paid. They think, I don't know if I paid. So again, you're saying that it should be chayiv. You're saying it should be pater. I don't know, you know, if I give someone money, I would think the loan is done, it's finished. I paid him tomorrow, he comes, I forgive him. It feels like he's coming with a new title. You know, I said goodbye to him, I paid him. Yeah. A check is nothing. A check is a letter. I give you a letter that says, go to Pliny, he'll pay. I have money by Pliny, he'll pay. I give you a letter. But if I have Pliny by Pliny, then I didn't give you anything. It's authentic. What? This can be a machlekes tazen shach. So, you know, either side you take, you'll be, but you're making a strong argument that it's anything for Abdi. That's what you're saying. Good argument, huh? That you don't know if you take. Let me tell you another case in Shulchan Aruch. Tell me what to say. This case is not the case in Shulchan Aruch, because it's a counterfeit coin. There's a case in Shulchan Aruch, incineration on the day, which is the Simon of Mekatol, where someone buys a gold ring. Goes into a store, he pays for a ring, he takes home a gold ring. The next day, he comes back to the store, and he said, you know, I paid you for a solid gold ring. He scratched the ring, and it's only plated with gold. Underneath, it's tin, not gold. And the other person says, I don't know, I bought the ring. I sold the ring. When I bought it, I thought I was told it's solid gold. And when I sold it to you, I assume it's solid gold. He's a shema. That's almost the same case. It's exactly the same case. He says, I'm a shema. I'm not sure if this is the same ring I sold you. I have no way of knowing. I sold you a ring yesterday. It's not a unique one of its kind ring. I sold you a regular band, and it was gold. And now you come back to me and you say that it was a forgery. It was a tin ring. It's not worth what I paid. But I don't know what to say. So here you have a bari. The buyer is a bari. The seller is a shema. So we should win. This is any day if one. The seller is saying any day if one. Any day
if one.
Yeah.
Here
we know
for sure that it's not a gold, solid
gold. No, because I sell it. Maybe I did tell you the solid gold. Maybe there's a different ring you're coming back with today. But just like that counterfeit bill, you don't know which one is coming back with the next day. Mm-hmm. Here also, you come back the next day, huh?
The exact
same day.
You
know what?
The
same day, what should be the day? I have a partner. Huh? Any day in the Chayati, then it's any day in the Chayati. Now, what should be the din in the case of the ring? The case of the ring should be the easier case, no? In the case of the ring, there was no law. Huh? What should be? So the Bari says that it was the ring. And the other one says Shema. So we pass in our Bari Yad. We pass the Baruch Hashem Allah Bari Yadit, unless, like Tosfos just said, it's any day in Paraticha. Depends if it's the case of any day in this Chayafti, or it's the case of any day in Paraticha. If I say, I don't know if I owe you money, I'm part, then the Shema wins. It's only if I know there was a schayv and I don't know that I paid, then the bari went. That's Tosfos' rule. Bari is only other pay, and you're there for a kiyachal, the halach. So why did it then in the case of the ring? So the Simi Reish Lamed Beis, I believe it's 6 Yud Ches, it says that he's potter. That's any day I'm the Schayafti. I don't know if I owe you anything. What? The seller is potter. The person who bought it, if he can prove it's the same ring, he'll say that. If he can't prove it, just a case of bari against the shama, your word against my shama. So you can't have a taina on the store owner. You buy a container of milk and you come back and you say it's sour. If the store owner wants to trust you, he can trust you. But if he says, I don't believe you, it's the same milk you bought today, then you lose. He's a bari. You're a bari. He's a shama. Still, that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that's any a day in this chayat. What? Different than what? So let's see. And so this case is no machlokes. This case, everyone agrees. If you buy something in the store, you find out it's fake, you come back, you're a bari, but you can't be mighty with a bari. That's any a day in this chayat. I don't know if the store owner says, I don't know if I owe you money. So the Taz time, that is exactly the same case as the counterfeit coin. And just like if you give someone a counterfeit gold ring, it's called any Adam Chayasi, and you're potter, even if he comes back with a bari that you gave him is forged. But the Taz, the same thing is true in the case of the counterfeit bill, that if you give someone a bill, the lady comes back and says it's fake, that you're potter, you're off the hook. If that's the case of any idea in the Chayasi. That's the Pesach of the Taz. The Shach disagrees without explaining. It's a short Shach. It's in Reish Lamed Beis. It's a Kut and Chav Dalet. He says that in the case of the counterfeit bill, you're chayyim. Case of the law with the counterfeit bill, you're chayyim. He doesn't explain what's the difference between the counterfeit bill and the counterfeit ring. Which is exactly the same. Watch out, Mishnah. The answer. No, it's a big difference. What's the difference? Well, what's the head and the difference between if I give you a ring for money or if I pay you back a loan?
You created a loan and now you already have the original.
In the case of a loan, there was a fee. In the case of a ring, no fee. You're buying it now. Huh? The Shach says that's not the same. The two cases are different. The Taz says the two cases are the same. It sounds to you like the two cases are easy to say they're the same. If they're the same, I give you a counterfeit ring, I give you a counterfeit bill. You're not going to say? You come and you say it was counterfeit, I don't know. The Shach holds it's not the same. The Panami Irais explains, I think it's a truth of rings. The explanation. Excuse me?
When I'm lending you money, I'll give you $1,000. And I expect you to give back $1,000. You don't give me back real money. You give me back to your budget. Whereas over here, I'm accepting, I'm giving you money, and you give me your back, and I'm accepting.
What?
You're only accepting you to give.
Okay.
Now, that's what it looks like.
Okay, so we all agree, you only accept if you felt it's real. Question is, what's the assumption? Could be cases with a bechiv. I mean, we're talking a normal case. A friend gives you money. Okay. But the Panami Ilai says the Shaykh is the following. He says there's a big difference. The case of the loan, let's say he borrowed the money with Shaydish Adar, and he paid him back with Shaydish Nissan. And now on Beis Nissan, they come to his entire over the $100. He was a Badai Chiyuv from Shaydish Adar to Shaydish Nissan. It was certainly a 30-day period where he was Chayiv. So it's a question, did I remove the Cheskas Chiyuv? That's the shout. Did I remove the Cheskas Chiyuv which existed when I paid you? So that's Eni Adam Parati by the case of the loan, according to the Shach. It's Eni Adam Parati because I owed you money for 30 days. When I buy a ring, I walk into the store and I trade a ring for money. There's no time that I certainly had a Chiyuv. I went and I bought. So if I go and buy, the Panamira says, that's Eni Adam Nischayasi. If I buy something in the store, he gives me a ring. Now I come back with a tie that was forged. He says, I don't know if I owe you anything. It's a new eschaibus. The forgery creates a new eschaibus. In the case of the loan, the eschaibus existed already. So it was already the cheskesiyah. Just a question, it was already a cheskesiyah. Does it come off? So that's any damn parati according to the shach. Follow the chilot. The shach time is that that's any a day in parati, because there's 30 days where I definitely owed you money. It's only a shayla now, if the 30 days are up, and I think I paid you, did I pay you or not? The shach says. The shach says that's any day in parati. So I lose. Even though I don't know if it's a forged bill, I lose. I have to pay again. But shayla, in the case of the coin, it would be any a day in the schayasi. I don't know now if you have a tie to me on the coin. Did you hear the shach chiluk? Did you hear the difference? What if an old loan that I paid with a bill that they need to in parati? Because I owed you money.
In case something you don't owe, Michael doesn't owe you anything?
In which case?
In the case of the
ring.
I pay him. It's going to come in, the ring will take me right, he'll give it to me right away. At that point already, it comes.
This is what I was thinking. Certainly what I told you now, I'm quoting all from the Shach and Panamiris. It seems, what would be like the Panamiris, the Chayit should depend if he gave him the money first and then he gave you the ring. Or if he gave you the ring first and then he gave him the money. If it's a Chalit, then they're simultaneous. If I give him cash, Kesef is not kind of metaphor. I gave him the cash, he picked up the cash, he was kind of the cash. Now he owes me the ring. What? It would be a mechatzot if you could prove it's the same ring. But the seller is saying, maybe it's not the same ring. Maybe I gave you a gold ring and now you're coming back with a fake one. So maybe the king never took this. So, but there, in the case of the ring, that's any day in the chayas. I sold you something. I don't know if I owe you anything. That's what we're saying. I don't know if there's any chiyuv at all. Hashem came by the bills, but it was a loan for 30 days. It's in the damn parati.
By the
ring,
money doesn't come alone.
What?
By the ring, money doesn't come alone. You don't have money now.
Who gave?
You didn't give me the ring.
What's my answer? You're the Bari, I know, the Bari has a great time. According to this, the Bari tells the truth, he's certainly entitled to the money. Problem is, the Meicher says, I'm a shamer. I don't know if I gave you this ring or I gave you a solid gold ring. So why does the Meicher say, I don't know if I paid you, or is he saying, I don't know if I owe you? I don't know if I ever owed you, or I don't know if I paid you. The Shach says, the Meicher is saying, I don't know if I ever owed you money. That's why he wins. He's going to get in the Chayati, he's also owed. That's the Shach Taina. To me, it just seems that the Shach would make sense in a case where I first took possession of the ring and then I gave the cash. But let's say I gave the cash first. You don't be right. If I gave the cash first and I said, I'll come tomorrow and pick up the ring, then it's the same as a loan. I gave the cash one day. And then the next day, I came to pick up the ring. So that's any damn for asset. It's the same as getting a counterfeit bill. Is there any difference if I come tomorrow for the ring, or if it's 2 seconds later? I give you money, and then you give me the ring 2 seconds later. Somehow my mind is not established in the chalit between if he gives me the ring 2 minutes later or 2 days later. I understand. If I go to the store, why should that matter? Well, what we're saying now, I want you all to have this. It's a Bishmaka flare of the Shach. The Shach is saying that in the case of the gold ring, in the case of the gold ring, it was never in his chayvus. So Mimela Bari doesn't win. We pass him Bari Hashem Allah Bari Yad. In the case of the lent money with the counterfeit bill that was paid, in that case, there was Vaday in his chayvus. It's just any day in Parati. And therefore, Bari wins. By any day in Parati, Bari wins, because there was definitely a Kiev in the beginning. That's what the Shach is saying. That's the thing. But how does Mechira work exactly? Let's say I go into a store and I buy something. I buy anything. I give him $100 bill and he gives me change. When he gives me change, is he paying up a chayv? I go to the store, I buy a $10 item, I give him $100. He takes the 100, puts in the cash register, and then he pulls out 90 and gives it back. Is he paying the chayiv at that time? It's free of bafay mitzvah. Is he doing the free of chayiv here? No? He owes me, once he took the $100, he owes me $90. In exchange. What happens if he took the 100 and he said, I don't have change, I'll give it to you tomorrow? That's the chayiv. Let's say trust. That's the chayiv. And if he says 1 minute, I'll give you the 90. Just give me a minute, I'll give you the 90. We take another customer. And it's changed. So 1 minute is change. Then it's an exchange. And if it's a day, then it's a chai. And it's 5 minutes later. Depends if he's waiting around or if he goes down.
Depends on that. Depends on what you're doing. What you make out of that.
Because he walks away or he stands there. Huh?
What do you
mean? No, I'm just saying. He says, I'm a Dada Shabbos, I'll come right back.
If it goes up in value, then
what? If what goes up in value? The price goes up. What's it in? Let's say somebody gives me $100 for a ring. And before I give him the ring, the price goes up. So I can have charata. I mean, it's a mishaparim. That's what Zaparati has the money. It's given. But the truth is, it's a shita that if the price changes, I'm allowed to ask. There's no mishaparim. Mishaparim is why I can have it. It's still my ring. Let's say you give me money for a ring. Right? Give me money for that ring. You give me the money. And then before I give you the ring, it gets stolen. Who takes the loss? The store owner. Still his ring. Money is not kept. It's not going to help one. But it's not a pekatan, because if it's stolen, then no, it's the wrong guy has the law. Kesef's not kind of a tassel. What? No, kesef's not kind of anything that's except for the old thing. How about it? So what are we not sure about? We're not sure about the shaf. The Taz is clear. Taz holds all counterfeit cases are any of them to stay after. The shaf is a little less clear. The shaf says, the counterfeit bill case is any a day in Parati, which Svara I think we held as a good Svara. But now, how do you make a chilek in that in the case of the ring? Well, that chilek leaves us with a little bit of room to collect. Leaves us with a lot of room to collect. Once the chilek between the ring case, let's just say this, And he started to say that if the ring case, he gave the ring first and got the money second, then it'll be one way. If he got the money first and gave the ring second, then it'll be the other way. Kind of sad. The Shulchan Aruch cites them that if you sell the ring and you come back, that then you're there and you stay after. Generally, you take it first and you pay second. Which means that in most cases, that's what I'm saying is not a cash. If you'll be masking it, it's a reverse case, but then it'll be different. Unless it's an exchange, the usual way it goes. But then you'll be masking that, it'll be the other way, but then it'll change. I think the Taz is l'shitasai. The Taz weren't shot in Taisis. That any of their prati is different because it's a bari plus a cheskas chiyuv. Any of their prati is a bari. I'm sure you owe me money, and there's a cheskas chiyuv because we know you owe. In the case of the loan with the counterfeit money, then you tie it to any of their prati. I'm going to answer your time. The Taz will hold. That's not any of their prati. Any of prati is I borrowed money in Adar, comes Nissan, I say, I don't know if I paid you. It's any of the Emperati, there's a test to see it. In a case where I pay you on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, now when I go to sleep the night of Rosh Chodesh Nissan, I'm the Chesed Ptur. The assumption is that I paid. It looked like I paid. The next day you come back and you say one of the bills is counterfeit. That's not Chesed to see it. That's a bari without a ches to see it. That's a bari with a sopik. That's why the Taz holds that the bari doesn't win. The bari doesn't win. That's any day in the chayashi. I don't know if I owe you anything because it's counting. And I'm popping. There was no ches to see it. Once I appeared to pay you, the ches to see it came off. You can't say he has a ches to see it after he gave him what looked like good bills. So now it's a shayla that's coming and starting again, a bari. So the Taz, which he toss, I hold that this is a case where the bari does not win. And the one who loses on the counterfeit bill is the recipient, is the malvah. And the shach holds no, the leiva loses on the counterfeit bill. Because, and something might be their bad, right? The rest wash and name. Something might be their bad, it was about a shield and a stuff that could be paid. It turns out to be a much like is. Mahalacha. It's called any day in the any day in the Parashi.
You have to pay me in 10 days.
No, it's Cheskiyah only working when there's a Shema. When I'm a Shema, if I pay, then the Cheskiyah is Mechriyah. So if I'm a Bari, I pay.
Yeah, I'm a Bari and a Bari.
So you say you're a Bari, I didn't pay. I say I'm a Bari, I pay. So then I win. Unless you have a Chazaki and a Bari, it doesn't matter. But normally, if you say I didn't pay, if you say I didn't pay, and I say I paid, and neither of us is Raiyah, so of course, I don't have to pay. My word is wrong. Alright, let's see. Let's learn the Gemara's tariff. First one was Kasha. On the way, Abayah Rav Yaisi. Padra, when Rav Yaisi said, Shmueli, this mach like this bari v'shema, Shmuel. Did not I, Shmuel Baris, Rav Allah, Mati, Bisho, Bozu, Yish, Plaini, V'kayinu. Rav Gamli, 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 that the woman is believed in all the four cases where she says whatever she says. She's always believed. That's Rav Gamli, Rav Gamli, Rav Why does Gamliel say she's believed? In all four cases. Why does he say she's believed? Must be the Bari Adif. The husband is a Shema. The wife is a Bari. It's a Bari Adif. Vamar Leir Shmuel Bari Yehuda L'Rav Yehuda Shinana. Amrit Lan Mishmei D'Shmuel Halach Kher Gamliel Afri Shaina. My Afri Shaina. Then not only in the case of Mubarak, but even in our Mishnah. I forgot the name of Ukim Mominiches Kismare. Even though you could say, let the ksuvah lie by the man. So So they may be good of Rahman, the Damakam Gamliel. Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yeshua, Damak Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yechad, Damak Rabbi Yeshua. So Gemara wants to say, Pshat now a Mishnah. They're arguing that Bar Yadif, that's what Rashi in the Mishnah said. Because Tzalka Daitav, Mishnah, the Bar Yishan, Bar Yadif. That the Machlaik is now a Mishnah, but when we all Bar Yishan, Bar Yadif. And Rabbi Yeshua hold Bar Yishan, Allah, Bar Yadif. This is Pshat. The Machlaik is now a Mishnah. Now there's something I have to point out to you. Yesterday I made the point that Bari B'Shem or Bari Yadif is a Machlaikis where the Bari is a monkey. I told you that the first thing is Rosh Hashanah. The whole Machlaikis Bari Yadif or not is when the Bari is being Maitzi Mamet. If the Muzik is a Bari, then of course the Bari wins. It's Rosh Hashanah. Now the other day we learned the Shef Shmaitza held who's a Muzik by a Ksuba? She's a Muzik by a Ksuba. She's Muzik. That was the Sheshmaik, the Sheep. That was what? The Sheshmaik, the hell. That the one with the Ksuv is the Muzekis. Is that fit with this Gemara? Huh? What we're saying now is the reason Rav Gamliel holds. Well, what is Rav Gamliel's reason on this? Because he holds Bari Yadif even to be Maisi. That's what we're saying. So, who's the Bari in our Mishnah? A woman. She's the Bari. If you hold that she's the Muzik, if you hold the one with the Ksuv is the Muzik, and she's the Bari, so our Mishnah is not a, there's no issue in our Mishnah of Bari Vishan Bari Yadif. When the Muzik is a Bari, everyone agrees Bari Yadif. The whole Machlaik is Bari Vishan Bari Yadif is only a Machlaik is where the Mighty is the Bari. Trying to be Mighty Mahmud a Bari. When the Muzik is a Bari, there's no Shaila. If so, in our Mishnah, what's the problem? The one who's a Bari is the woman. She's the Muzik. So there should be no Shaila that Bari has. The answer is, and Rav Shmuel explains this in the Shir of Shmuel, that if there was Vadai Echiyat Suba, they were arguing about what happened afterwards. That's where the Shef Shmaita said that she's a Muzekis. That the one holding the Ksuv is a Muzekis. In our Mishnah, what are they arguing about? They're arguing, were you a Ba'ula before we got married? Or after we got married? They're arguing if there was ever a Chiyah Ksuv in the first place in our Mishnah. The man is timing that maybe you were Ba'ulav when I wrote the Ksuba. And if so, the Chiyah Ksuba never started. In our Mishnah, she's not a Muzik in the Ksuba. Because in our Mishnah, the question is there a Chiyah Ksuba or not? At the time I got married and gave you a Ksuba, was there a Ksuba? In that case, the man is the Muzik. Because it's a Sufik, if when he gave her the Ksuba, that was a Ksuba. He's signing back up to us. You're a Ba'ulav. So the Shef Shmaita is only true. Let's say you would have a case where you know for sure the beer was afterwards. Let's say you would have a case where the beer is afterwards. And she says she was Zionist, she gets a Ksuba. He says, you're a Rut. You don't get a Ksuba. Who's the Muzik in that case? She is. Because there was Zichah Chiyah Ksuba at the time they got married. Now they're fighting, was she Zionist or Rut? In that case, everyone agrees she's a Muzik. That's not the case of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah B'diuk said they're arguing Achalei Eresiach Vayimechitaz. The beer was before Eresim, the beer was after Eresim. It's B'diuk that the Mishnah doesn't say they're arguing Eresim Rav. Because he's timing that it was before him. Which means he's timing there's never a Chiyah Ksuv in the first place. If there's never a Chiyah Ksuv, she's not a Muzekis. Now the Gemara is very good. Sheshmait is right. She's a Muzekis in the case where the Zicha was a Chiyah Ksuva at the time of the marriage, and now they're fighting. But in our Mishnah, the question is, was there ever a Chiyah Ksuva in the first place? This case, where the question is, there was ever a Chiyah Ksuva in the first place? So she's not a Muzekis. And the Mela, they get into, they have this Machlaikis, Bari Visham, Bari Yadav, he's a Muzekis. Answer the Gemara. Gemara says no. Amalach Rav Nachman. You realize that Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna have no problem coming out of Rav Gamliel. We talk about Rav Gamliel. So Rav Yehuda and doesn't care if you say he could come out of Rav Gamliel. Rav Nachman cares. He's saying Rav Nachman is Rav Yeshua. So he's not happy with that. Because Rav Nachman holds Allah is like him. And it is like him. Allah is like Rav Nachman. Bar Yishem Allah Bar Yadid. And he's saying he comes out of like Rav Yeshua. So he doesn't want that. So therefore, he says our Mishnah is different. Abalak Rav Nachman, Anadi Ami, Atul Rav Gamliel. Atul Rav Gamliel Hassan, Eladika Migu. Abal Hassan, I Migu Ika. First time. Bari Visham Allah Bari Yadid. Why does Rav Gamliel hold the Bari and our Mishnah wins? Because the Bari has a Migu. The Bari and Migu together win. But a plain Bari does not win by itself. Okay? So the parents? Inami on the second tarot, Akal Gamliel Hassan El Damino Pia Hazako, the Chesed Haguf, that she was the Basula as late as possible. Aval Hacha, Mai Hazako, Ika, Islay Mahai. So what's the second tarot? That it's Bari plus Hazako. In other words, really, Bari doesn't win. That's very hard. Why in our Gemara does Bari win? Tutorat. Either Bari plus Migo, or Bari plus Hazako. Those are the tutorat. First teretz is Bari wins because Bari and Amigo together. And the second teretz is that Bari plus a Chazaka win. These two things together, they're enough to win. And Gemara says, Achinani Mustaber, to the Mishinir of Nachman, Rudam, Gerk, and Leo, and Kechashel, to say, these two ritzim are Mukhra. Because Kaimalan has the Torah of Nachman Bedini, we pass the Lab Bari Yadid, Ubam Rebbe Zem Mishmol of Kerb Damliya. Alas, the Shemani, like in the Shemani Mishmah. Now these two ritzim are very important because we pass them like at least one of the two Torahs, because we pass in La Bari Yadid, and we pass in like Rav Gamliel, which is that in our Mishnah Bari Yadid, so you have to come out to one of the two Torahs. Okay, let's try to discuss each of the two Torahs and see where the rough edges are, and we'll work it out in Yisrashem next year. But let's say the first Torah. What's the first Torah? It's the Bari plus Migo. What does Migo mean? What does Migo mean? That who has a Migo? Him or her? She. She has a Migo. She says, believe me when I say what she was telling the nasty. Believe me when I say it happened afterwards. I could have said a different time. What's a different time? She could have said Mukasei. Would she be believing Mukasei? Would she be believing what they say? Yes. Why would she be believed? That she said what they say. That's the next Mishnah, right? You amenas what they say, Tani, boy, I'm a laiki. I just said, I'm a laiki, I'm a laiki, I'm a laiki. She's believed to say what they say. You hear what's going on? We have two Mishnahs in a row. The first Mishnah, she's believed to say, I was a bu'ulon, after we got married. She has a migo of the second Mishnah. When she could have said Mukasei. Let's find out. Why is she believed to say Mukasei in the second Mishnah? She has the Migo of what? Mukasei Pachter. Now she says that she could say the Mukasei before we got married. Believe me, if I'm a liar, I would have said Mukasei Pachter. Good? That's what she says. Okay, so we have to follow the chain. She's believed to say Ba'ula because she could have said as the Mukasei when we got married. If she says there was a book of faith when we got married, why she believed? Because if she's a liar, she would rather say I was a book of faith after Erison. Okay. Now if she say I'm a book of faith after Erison, I'll be the then. She says I'm a book of faith after Erison. She's a bari. What? Book of faith, but she believes to say it? She needs a bari plus amigo. What's amigo now? You're saying now a bari by itself doesn't win? Everybody needs an eagle. So, there's something wrong. Because this whole chain is not a true chain. Because she's saying, Bula, believe her. Because she's a liar. A woman would rather tie a Mukasei. So believe her, because she could have said Mukasei. Now, had she said Mukasei, would she believe? So, if she said Mukasei before we got married, she's believed, because she could have said Mukasei after we got married. If she said Mukasei after they got married, dead one should not believe either. So what in the world is going on here? Let me ask you a question. I'm going to come over to you in the street. I say, you owe me $100. Head. You say, what are you talking about? I say, but I have an eagle. I said, you owe me $100. I could have said, you owe me $200. Does that make sense? I say, you owe me $100. I should win a bet and have an eagle. I could have said, you owe me $200. Huh? So give me $100. Huh? Elamai, you're going to say, if I would have said 200, I wouldn't win. If I would have said 200, no, but 200 I should also be believed because I could have said 300. No, it's for money. Look, if I'm a liar, I would have said a better lie. Why should I say 100 if I say 200? And here, look, it says not tef tef, I get 100. If I said, look, it says tef tef, I would have gotten 200. What? Every legal is not that way. Well, what's a standard legal? You guys remember what the typical, the standard legal is? You should remember always, you have the word legal. The standard legal in Shas is Perua Igor de Mezuzah. You come to me with a shtar, and I owe you. You say, I owe you $100. I say, I paid. Okay, why am I believed? You have the shtar. I'm believed I have a legal. I could have said the shtar is paid. Now, if you could prove the shtar is true, I don't have an ego. But the standard ego is, through our ego, the mezuyah. Now, I would be believed to say mezuyah, therefore, believe me to say perua. That makes sense. An ego makes sense with the thing I could have timed it, I would have won with. I could have won with the other time, so believe me with this time, that makes a lot of sense. Here, in our Gemara, we have the only place in Shas, the whole Shas, you have a migul that's not a good migul. But I'm asking you, I'm right. The Gemara is wrong. Let's see why. I'm really right. I don't say I'm right. I mean, this is something that the whole sugya of migul depends on. This migul is a nonsensical migul. Even though the Gemara says that, we're going to need a hesbah. Because it makes no sense to say, believe me, that I'm a mukkah say, it's not tach tach, and you owe me $100. Because I could have said, I'm a mukkah say tatech and you owe me 200. But I wouldn't be believed to say 200. So why should I be believed? 100 would have equal 200. Mamish, the same case, I walk over here in the street, I say, you owe me $100, believe me, I have a mikro, I could have said, you owe me 200. Why is that no good? It's also a klutz kasha. Believe me, 100, I could have said 200, but I wouldn't be believed with 200. I'll say 200 with a mikro of 300. I wouldn't be believed with 300. I keep on going forever. You're never going to get to something where I'd be believed. 400 or 500 or 600. I'd never be believed because I have no reason. I walk over in the street and I say, owe me money. This Gemara's Migul is a problematic Migul. There's no other Migul in Shas like this Migul. This Migul is a Migul which shouldn't work. It should not work. You follow? This Migul shouldn't work. Because you're saying, believe me, Bula, I could have said Mukasei. I could have said Mukasei Nadav, I could have said Mukasei Tachtech. Why should I believe Mukasei Tachtech? If she says, give me a ksuba, Mukasei Tachtech. Husband says, maybe you were Nibala before we got married. Why should she be believed? She's a Bari, and only a Bari. Eventually, she has no Migul. She keeps on going, but eventually, she gets to her last time. She has no Migul. This is, you must understand, before tomorrow's Shia, that this is not a real Migul. Okay, because tomorrow I'm going to give shiur on the topic of migul. And you must have a full understanding of the fact that a migul only works, it only makes sense if the second taina was a good taina that I could have said, then believe me with this because I could have said something else. But to say believe me with this because I could have said something else where I'd lose, that's not a migul. Truth is, if it would be a good migul, you wouldn't need Bari plus Migul. Because a Migul is really good by itself. And our Gemara was saying it's a Bari plus a Migul, it's because it's not really a good Migul. It's a Bari plus a Shvacha kind of Migul. This is a Migul which is something wrong with. That's why there's a second Teretz in the Gemara. The truth is the Ritva is not Gairus the first Teretz. The Ritva brings us somewhere not Gairus the first Teretz. Because it is problem, it's not a mitzvah. Now Rashi was gayusin, that's why we're going to have to discuss it. But the Ritva brings that there are some who are not gayusin to characterize it. Now the problem of migul is not a problem with this Mishnah. Because this Mishnah, bu'ula, migul, mukasait, is fine. The problem is the next Mishnah, which means what we're going to learn the next Mishnah tomorrow, we're going to discuss why this is a problem. Borrowing pasta migul. Alright, so that's the problem with the Gemara's first tarot. Let's get to the Gemara's second tarot. What's the Gemara's second tarot? The Bari plus Chazakah, Cheskes Hagof. Why did the Cheskes Hagof say she was born a Pesula? Cheskes Hagof says she remained a Pesula as long as possible, so it's most likely that she was Nibala Tachta. Right? Or the next Mishnah by Book of Say. Most likely she was Mukhsay Tasa, that's a Cheskes Hagof. That's fine. I have no problem with that. That was the Mishnah, the Taisis on Tessa Medalla, where we had the three types of Chazakah. Strongest Chazakah was the Cheskes Hagof to Meikara. The way someone was originally, that's the way they should remain. So there's really no problem with the Cheskes Hagof Teretz. A person could ask one kasha, Cheskes Hagof. That is, Cheskes Hagof says what? It happened as late as possible. If he time is before Erison, she says after Erison. So she has a Cheskes Hagof with her bar. One thing. What happens if he time is, maybe it was Baratza? I agree it was later. It's the latest time possible. But Hiltaina, if Shmuel is this Kasha, Hiltaina, it was Baratza. You still don't get the ksuba. You have a bari plus a chazaka. Where does chazaka help you? Altaina rotzen. Altaina shema. Maybe it was baratzen. I agree with you what happened if there's. You say you're entitled to the ksuba because you are an itis. Why isn't he taina? Maybe you're not entitled. Maybe you are a rotzen. I don't want to pay the ksuba. So Reb Shmuel answers that in that case, with the argument of Oinus and Ratzi, this is the Reb Shmuel I spoke out a couple of minutes ago. Reb Shmuel said that if it's the fight of Oinus and Ratzi, then we have the Shef Shemaitz, so she's Mutzakas and Niksuba. If she's Muzak and Niksuba, so she wins anyway. Without her, just a plain body wins when you're Muzak. His only chance to win is to say that it was before Eris. Before Erison, so then it's a Bari and a Chazaka against him. He would say it was after Erison, but Baratzen. So that, Reb Shmuel said, that no, that if it's afterwards, then she wins anyway, because then she's a Muslim in the Ksuba. If everyone agrees that she was a Ksuba at the time the Ksuba was in, she becomes Muzekis in the Ksuba, and then there's no problem. Okay, so these are the two Gemaras to Ratzin, Bari plus Chazaka, Bari plus Migul. It's Hashem tomorrow. I assume tomorrow we'll have a full shiur. Is the school coming back? School's away. So I assume tomorrow we can have a full shiur. Good luck on your final.